this is just a further punishment of the victims of the Mica scandal. And that's what's really shocking about this debate here tonight, and that there's just a further piling on of wrongdoing on top of them. But the victims of the Mica scandal are still waiting for the redress scheme to be announced and to be open, but yet they see that the costs that they're going to have to face will be increased by this levy that you're proposing tonight and through this budget. So that is completely wrong. But it's typical of what this government is about and the lazy way that this government actually does what it's doing. You know, because this levy is, at best, what can be said for it is that it's extremely lazy, because you introduce a levy knowing that it's going to be lumped on to the cost of the people that have to pay for the building work and pay for the work to be done, and that they'll pay the levy, and you can dress it up as being a levy on the building industry when it's actually a levy on the people who actually pay to get work done in the building industry. And what would be wrong with actually you levying the profits of the building sector that would be in here? And actually, rather than putting it on the work that they carry out, you put it on when they have their annual, whatever they call it, the announcement every year of their profits. You actually say, right, your profits are X amount, well now we're taking X, and your profits can be X minus Y, and that'll be our levy then. Rather than, and at least then, there would be some semblance of you actually wanting to go after the companies, rather than going after the individuals and going after the citizens of the country. Because the reality is that already all citizens are paying for the redress, because citizens, all of us citizens, will pay for the redress that takes place.